Welcome to Morph Into a New You, part of MHNRnetwork.com. Your host, Johnny Calloway, is the author of several books, including Taming the Dragon, Dragons to Butterflies, The Metamorphosis of a Man, and The Bridge. He will be having conversations with people from all walks of life. Healing really is an inside job that transforms you to become a better version of you. We must change our self-talk and inner dialogue so we can start to believe. A special thanks to our sponsor, Meaningful Expressions, at m-expressions.com. They can take a concept, thought, or personal brand and turn it into a visual masterpiece that you can use to raise awareness about your passion or cause. They've certainly done that with our podcast website. And thank you for joining Johnny as you morph into a new you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Johnny Calloway, host of Morph Into a New You. Changing thoughts changes lives. That is our motto. We are a part of Mental Health News Radio Network, so we want to give a big shout out to Kristen Sonata Walker for providing the platform for which we get to speak from and share our thoughts and help others. I am so excited about our guest today. We have Mary Padlack. Mary has played a major, major part in my own recovery, in my own healing, and she literally helped me turn my life around by exposing some thoughts to me that I may not have otherwise discovered or ever used. Mary did my chart in 1990, my astrological chart, and she disclosed information to me about my life that I didn't think anybody knew, and in the process opened the door to me for a new way of thinking about life as a whole, majorly. And then she was my therapist and counselor for quite a while, and she insisted that I was supposed to write a book and wouldn't let it go until I did. I really was persistent and just played a major part in my healing role. Mary is an astrologist. I believe her to have psychic abilities. I don't believe it. I know it. She does workshops. She helps others open their door to their own personal healing and empowerment. And I've seen her do miraculous things for a number of people. And with that, I'm going to introduce you to Mary Padlack before we start our conversation about healing as an inside job. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Johnny. It's so good to see you.
Yes.
Johnny and I see each other on this podcast. I'm in Las Vegas. Johnny's in Florida, and it's so exciting for us to be talking about this because so many years ago, when you first came to see me, one of the things we talked about was recovery. And one of the questions, recovery of what? And we talked about the recovery of self and how the recovery of self occurs when you allow yourself to go back as far back in time as you can and take a look at the things that have affected your life. By taking a look at those things that have affected your life, you've become, as a little child, basically hypnotized by everything you see around you. And then you create beliefs based on the beliefs that were imposed on you. And when I met Johnny, he had absolutely no idea the brilliant talent that he had within him. And that is, I believe, Johnny, because no one gave you that love and that support that you needed to believe in yourself.
No, you're right. And the way you presented all that to me was amazing. I want to say something about the work that we did once I came to Delray Beach. I will never forget, Mary had called me and told me, she said, so you're angry. And I'm like, well, how do you know? Because she was on one coast of Florida and I was on the other. And I'm like, how do you know? She said, I just know. It's my job to know. And I'm like, okay. So she said, I'm doing an anger intensive workshop at my house this weekend and you're supposed to be there. Well, I started to say, I can't. And when I said I can't, she said, you just need to get here. You just get here. We'll take care of the rest. And I got to tell this part, Mary, because it was so huge for me. I had never even heard of anything like experiential treatment or therapy or any of that. So I get there and Mary's doing these experiential progressions. There's probably another word for them. But this one girl, she was dealing with this girl's anger with her mother. and there was this lady pretending to be the girl's mother, and it brought up all this anger for this girl, and she ended up throwing something at the lady pretending to be her mother. And when that happened, I just kind of backed out of the circle and went and leaned on the wall, and I'm like, you do not want me to get that angry. So Mary, because she was so intuitive and so tuned in to what everybody was doing in the room, after just a couple of minutes of me backing out of the circle, she comes over and says, where'd you go? I said, Mary, I don't want to sound like I think I'm some badass, but if you get me that angry, you don't have anybody in here that can control me. She said, would you just trust the process? And I said, trust me and trust the process. And I said, okay. Next thing I know, I am that angry. I'm barraged by about 30 pillows, and I've got all these people pretending to be different family members of mine. And Mary said, well, they've got your power, and you need to take it back. And then we went through this whole thing. I ended up doing about 3 different sessions of that weekend. It took me 4 days to get my voice back. I had done so much screaming, but the result was a freedom that I never dreamed was possible for me. I no longer had to live in that pain and that hurt. And that's been my experience with Mary and how we went inside of me with that work, that experiential work that Mary facilitated. We went inside and pulled it out. Is that pretty close, Mary?
Yeah. You know, the most interesting thing was the level of anger that you were repressing. And the fact that so often we grow up in family systems that don't give us any permission to express our feelings. And we do a lot of things to kind of protect that family system. One of the things you and I worked on was bonding to the abuser. Why would we bond to the abuser? Or why would we do the same kind of behavior that was done to us? And we talked a lot about repeating to repair. And that what we're doing in workshop is, I don't want anyone to go out and call their parent up and say, hey, you know what, you did all this crap to me, and tell them off. So in experiential workshops and where you're doing sculptures, which are kind of silent movements where people move and it appears that they seem to know what is needed. And what you needed was to be able to get to your greatness. And that group and the many, many groups that I have had the honor and the blessing of being able to do can really be energetically your support. And you never have to call anybody that you've had difficulty with and tell them off. We don't do this work to harm others. We do this work specifically to heal ourselves, to get in touch with what's authentically us, not those beliefs about who we were, especially the ones that were cruel and derogatory and really affected self-esteem in a negative way. What we want to be able to do is we want to be able to do that work, and we can do that work in workshop. And it then opens space for you to experience and express the love that you actually have for people you've been angry at pretending you're not angry at, or angry at and not having any kind of relationship with.
Right. You know, it's after my work with you, I did some work with another gentleman in the Ozark Mountains. And after we did a rebirthing session one day where I had encountered a lot of my anger with my dad, when it was all done, he said, you don't even know why you're mad at your dad. And I started rattling off a bunch of the stories. And he said, yeah, that's not really why you're mad at your dad. I said, okay, wise guy, why am I mad with my dad? He said, because he wouldn't let you love him. And all you wanted to do was love him. And when he said that, I broke down, because he was right. All I ever wanted to do was love my dad. And what I learned later for myself is that my dad wanted that love also, but he was terrified of it just as I was. And then identifying with that sameness of us, I connected with him. And that door that you opened for me to that work, I mean, is just, I would not be the man I am today without the work we did, Mary.
Well, thank you very much. And you worked very hard. And you have allowed yourself to move through so many of those emotions that instead of letting your incredible humor and your delightful way of looking at the world shine through, you used to just have a wall around you. Remember?
Yes.
And that wall said, don't you even come near me.
Right.
And when you started to break through that wall and you started to recognize that as you were feeling, as you were healing, you were feeling. And you were feeling a lot of different feelings. At first you thought, I don't want to spend my time being angry. And then it was, now I feel vulnerable. And then it was, now what do I do? And the what you do is you begin to start exploring you. And with that, you open yourself up to the possibility of being lovable. And all of that love starts with you. Because a lot of people in my experience have not received the kind of love that a child needs. And oftentimes, they don't even know how to look for it. And we just met at a time in history where you were looking for it. It was your time to find it.
I want to make sure, because our time is somewhat limited, but we will do more of these shows. But I want to make sure that people, okay, like when you and I first met, the sole purpose originally, at least I thought, for our meeting was so you could do my astrological chart. And so much more was about that meeting than just you doing my chart. But let's talk just a little bit about how you use astrology when you're working with someone.
This is one of my favorite topics, you know. I love this.
I know you do.
When I was little, my father, who you would never think, started to show me astrological charts. And he was working at South Florida Mental Institution. And I remember I was maybe 5 or 6. And when I looked at a chart formation, but I didn't know how to validate that, nor did I know much about astrology. So my father began the very lifelong journey of beginning to teach me about astrology and why we were using it to look at some of these cases in the hospital. And I didn't get any names or any information from my dad about these patients. But as I learned about astrology, I realized that our authentic self is in that chart. And if we can get our time of birth, our place of birth, our date and year of birth, or even close to it, because it can also be rectified without having the actual correct time. The closer, the better. But what happens is the self that's in there, you know, I personally believe in karma, shows up in the chart and it shows where the woundedness is. So it allowed me in my counseling practice to be able to look at a chart, to see where damage was done, to see how that particular personality handled that damage. And remember, you being that Leo that you are, you handled it with humor. You handled it by not looking at it. And some people handle it by lots of different survival tools, you know, drugs, alcohol, relationships. But inside of that chart, the chart allows for the blind spot. I have used a chart as a psychological intake tool from the very beginning whenever I have a client that is interested in really knowing more about who they really are.
You know, initially when I came to you, a friend of mine had come to you, and she's over here in Sarasota where I was, and you were over on the other coast of Florida in Boca, And she came back and she was just all excited about how wonderful your reading was and what all she learned. And I didn't believe in astrology. I didn't believe in psychic powers. I didn't believe in any of that. And I came to you for the sole purpose of being able to come back and tell my friend you were full of it. And I spent 3 hours in your office with you with my jaw on the floor. And I remember I was looking so vigilantly for you to mess up. And at one point you said to me, you said, well, your mother died of something sexual. And I said, my mother died of cancer. And you just tilted your head in a little puppy dog fashion. And you said, yeah, of the uterus. And I said, oh my God. And you said, which makes perfect sense because cancer is a disease of repression and it shows up wherever we hold our guilt, which made sense to me because I'd already done enough of my own work to know that, to have discovered that my mother had been raped when she was a small girl by her dad. And I know that people, rape victims, myself included, feel guilty. And so it just all, and I'm like, oh my God, this lady is so right on. And I mean, at that point, I quit trying to find you messing up because it just, everything was making so much sense. It was through that, and what you do is huge, and what you did for me is huge because you opened so many doors for me in that one chart reading. You said, well, you came here this time to learn about the receiving end of abuse. And I'm like, oh my God, this lady's talking about past lives. She is really whack. But at the same time, it resonated as true. And it opened the door for me to believe that I still don't necessarily believe in past lives. I believe in one continual life with many different bodies. And it's like, oh my God. And then you looked at me and you said, and you chose a great teacher to learn about the receiving end of abuse from talking about my dad. But so many doors were opened for me in that. And there's so many things that we don't really talk about typically in cognitive therapy that really should be talked about because there's so much more than what goes on right here, right now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And if we don't peel that onion, we don't get to the core.
Right.
And I just did a video that's going out on YouTube about healing as an inside job. And it talks about the lie upon lie upon lie that we buy into to hide the love that we are. We just pile lie on top of lie on top of lie so that we don't have to look at the truth of who we are, which is love.
Right. Love as a foundation is the most profound emotional experience. And we have to find the way to our path of love ourselves. A lot of people grow up not feeling terribly loved, not feeling cared about, and not feeling safe. And so we have to really work hard to open space to love ourselves. And once we begin to love ourselves, we begin to awaken. And by that I mean that's a spiritual awakening. When we know that we have our own back, when we recognize that even though we're adults, half the time we're walking around in some level of regression because we haven't healed some area from growing up. I mean, we're listening to what's going on around us. We're taking all of that in lock, stock, and barrel, and we're buying into it. And while buying into that, let's just say that you have an older sibling. And that older sibling is not very happy that you came along. Because it was just them, they get all the attention. Next thing you know, here comes you. And they spend the rest of your childhood beating you down emotionally, telling you you're worthless, telling you you aren't any good, telling you you were adopted, telling whatever story upon story. Unfortunately, even though their parents can be telling them that they're loved, they are really buying in to what this sibling is saying. And one thing that is so helpful is when I can look at a chart and the first place I'm going to see the abuser is, let's just say it's the third house of the zodiac, because That's the house of siblings. So I'm going to see the abuser in there, and I'm going to see how that has created a thought disorder for my client. And in that thought disorder, one thing that is missing is a belief in themselves, a belief that they're lovable. And this is why that kind of the combination of astrology and psychology and spirituality and recovering the most authentic self, why these are tools that I put in my toolbox so that when I'm working with people, if I'm doing, you know, guided imagery work, or I'm doing hypnosis, whatever means I'm using, I'm looking at that chart to see what will benefit this person the most. Because let's just say that I see someone who's lived a life of abuse, and they have really nice parents, and they never once bring up this sibling who spent a life being nasty to them. And so they don't understand why their self-esteem is so limited. They don't understand why they have work to do, why they need to go inside. And really, truly, it's like going in and detoxifying. You do this work. Remember how different you look? Remember everyone said, Johnny, you don't even look like the same person anymore.
Right.
You moved through all that pain and you were light and you were back to being able to enjoy again. And it has been for you. The journey has been so exciting because you used to say to me, I'm never going to write. Don't even think it's going to happen. I don't care what it looks like in my chart. I'm just not that kind of person. How many books, Johnny?
4 now.
Maybe you are that kind of person.
Yeah, I remember when I was doing group therapy with you, actually, and I hadn't written anything still, and you had a counterpart, Michael. I think Michael's last name started with P. And he was working with one of the girls one night, and he said, well, you know, you're only sick as your secrets. And when he did, I laughed. And he looked at me and said, what's funny? I said, that's crazy. I said, I don't have any secrets, and I'm still sick. And he said, you don't have any secrets. I said, no, I've told somebody everything I've ever done, probably even everything I've ever thought. And then he said, you know what? You don't tell people the good things.
Right.
Those are your secrets. You tell everybody all the crap you've done, but you hide the beauty of you.
Right.
He said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I freaked out because you at that time were the only one that knew that I actually wanted to be a writer. So I eked out, I'd like to be an author. And from that point on, it was done.
The ball started rolling, right, yeah, Johnny?
Yeah. But right? You guys, you know, so I can't say enough about how important it is for somebody to be willing to go within and start looking at those lies that we bought into. And they're lies. I mean, I was told my entire life, you're one of those Callaways that's never going to amount to anything. And I just totally bought that. You know, I argue with myself with that sometimes. I don't think I ever totally bought that, or I wouldn't have pushed so hard to get out of that.
And remember, Johnny, when we talked about shame, when you were hearing all of those messages, you were believing who you was bad. And so you were living in the quicksand that is shame. And then when you started to recognize that the difference between shame and guilt is an action that you take that you don't approve of or someone else doesn't approve of. But you were walking around with that cloak around you of shame. And once you started to move through some of the, started to allow yourself to bring your greatness. You and I had a talk one time, and I said, okay, if we're talking about ego, you're edging greatness. So if you're in your ego, you're not allowing your greatness. So you said, I don't want to be an egotist. I don't want to be one of those writers who's all that. I said, well, I don't think there's any chance of that at this point, because you're not even allowing yourself to get in with you. And the fact that as your behavior changed, you drew people to you. And one of the things you have in your chart, which is the blessing of blessings, and at one point you thought was horribly nuts for me to say, but you have a lot of luck. And you didn't think, coming from where you came from, that I had the nerve to say anything such as, you have a lot of luck. But, and there have been many people in your life on your journey that have truly let you know that they're a part of your luck cycle, and that the more you open yourself up emotionally, vulnerably, spiritually, your heart, because, you know, Leo rules the heart, and to open that heart up fully like that, that's just such a wonderful, wonderful gift. And then that shame started to melt away every time you did another workshop. And how many times did you send me, what do you think the workshop's going to be on? And I'd say, well, Johnny, when we get in there, we're going to find that out, because everybody's got a process they have to do. And one person's process is going to, you know, ignite another person's process, and then ignite another person's process. And as long as we go in without expectations, we're going to have an amazing journey.
Yes, and it always was. And I never knew what was going to come up. Never. Actually, right now, I haven't thought about this in years, but so many times when we would go into a process, I'd be thinking, well, this is what I want to work on. And never, never. It was the epitome of, if you want to make God laugh, tell him what your plan is. Because my plan never played out, but it was always so much bigger than my plan. We're going to have to start winding it up, but I want you to talk a little bit about your workshop process, and I want people to know how to get to your workshops and how to become a part of the work that you do, because I want to emphasize this once again. All that I do today, the podcast, the books, the blogs that I write, all of that started with the work that I did with you. You and a lady here in Sarasota, Callie Nicholas, you opened my mind to experiences and beliefs that are the platform that I stand on today, and they are what allowed me to become the guy that can write these books and do these podcasts and write these blogs, and I'm so blessed with what I'm doing. And so I want you to tell people how to get in touch with you and what your workshops are about. We got about 10 more minutes before we need to...
Okay, my workshops, like we said earlier, are about a lot of different things. Basically, it's about heightening your awareness, it's healing your pain, it's getting in touch with your own greatness, it's being able to find out who you are and what beliefs are authentically yours. And I do workshops in a number of different places. I presently live in Nevada and do workshops in Las Vegas. I do workshops in California. I do workshops in Florida. I do workshops in New York. And so if you are interested in a workshop, my phone number is 702-257-1684. And that is Nurturing Lifestyles. And my email address is NurtureLife, NURTURLIFE @AOL.com. That piece on the AOL.com, I'll let you know, I've been around a long time doing a lot of workshops. I love workshops because what I recognize is the transformation in people. And for me, there's not enough love to go around, and I have so much that I love to share it. And for me, a workshop is being able to share that love and helping you to love yourself. And I think workshops, we can let you know when we're having them. I have a few groups that meet 3 times a year for a few days at a time. I have weekly work. So there's a lot of opportunities to do work.
Incredible. Mary, it is always such a pleasure to speak with you. Your family to me. You are family to me.
You are to me, Johnny.
I've Thank been you. For a very long time. I think we met in 19... I know we did. We met in 1990.
Yeah.
And wow, what a journey. So I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to ask you to go to morphintoanewyou.com. Actually, you could probably find it just as well at johnnycalloway.com. And then go to the podcast site. That way you can find not only this show with Mary, so you can listen to it again, but you can find all my other shows that I've done. I've had some really great guests and got some more coming on. And Mary will be back. Don't worry. Mary will be back. We will do this again and go even deeper. We just touched on the surface today. So thank you very much, and I hope to hear from all of you. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening. Remember, never give up. Always keep it real and take time to smell the roses. And please sit down and watch a butterfly. Keep up with all that we are doing by going to morphintoanewyou.com. Thank you very much.